This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Denver International Airport is adding another international flight option, nonstop trips to Ireland. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Direct flights from Denver to Dublin will start next summer. It's now the airport's 28th direct international destination. CEO Phil Washington says airport traffic is growing faster than expected.
This really puts in perspective the importance of the new gates that we're building at Denver International Airport, the new baggage system that we're building.
A new security checkpoint is expected to open early next year, which should help relieve congestion. Other construction projects are slated to last through 2028. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Members of Colorado's congressional delegation are trying to connect more rural areas to high-speed internet. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Bipartisan Connect Act would make it easier for communities and small providers to apply for a USDA program that provides broadband funding to eligible rural areas. The bill was introduced by Colorado Senator Michael Bennett and North Carolina Senator Ted Budd, as well as Colorado Representative Brittany Pedersen and Arizona Representative Juan Ciscomani. Pedersen says strengthening the USDA's ReConnect program will help close the digital divide and level the playing field between urban and rural areas. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado's Health Department reports 77 Coloradans are now hospitalized with COVID-19, the same as last week, but about 20 more than the week before. A new booster shot targeting Omicron is expected in early fall. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.